Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you very much, Lucius. It's time now to talk with Jeff Rieger. He is a Lions reporter for 97.1 The Ticket in Detroit. And a good afternoon, Jeff. How the heck are you doing this afternoon?
What's going on, guys?
Hey.
I'm sure it's nice there. It's like 25 here, so the team better get ready.
Well, you know, it's about 50, but it's been in the 40s, upper 30s this week, and for us that's very cold. So
tropical today. I'd be golfing.
So we're trying to figure out what these injuries designations mean, like Penei Sewell and Amon-Ra St. Brown questionable for tomorrow night. Do you think they're going to play?
So Sewell, definitely. He's been dealing with an ankle for pretty much all season long, I think. And he always takes maintenance days during the week. There's no way, I don't think, that Sewell misses the game. As far as St. Brown is concerned, I guess for Lions fans, it's a positive that it's questionable instead of him being out. But Campbell said when he injured his ankle last week that he'd probably be out 1 to 2 games. I'd be kind of shocked if he plays tomorrow. But he did say if he thinks he can play, he's going to give it a shot. Campbell said the same thing. He said yesterday he didn't know, but he's going to try. So we'll see. If he does play, I don't know how effective he's going to be, though.
Now, how are the guys doing with the recent downturn and injuries? Is sentiment and confidence still high, or is this a team ready to wave the white flag on the season?
Okay, so are you talking about the players or the fans? Because I think it's two separate
things. Yeah, the players mostly, the ones that matter, I guess.
I mean, the players are confident. Like, it's weird, right? Because Dan Campbell is viewed as this superhero of types. What he's done over the last couple of years, 15-2 last year, the year before that, the NFC title game, he led by 17 at the half. I think these are things that Lions fans haven't seen in 30 years, and I think people were very confident that Campbell was the guy. And then a weird thing has happened. This year, both Lions have suffered. There's been injuries. They didn't replace their all-pro center, Frank Ragnow, all that effectively. And it's been the Lions that has really presented losing 4 of their last 7 games. And Campbell, all of a sudden, since taking the play calling away from John Morton, because, of course, Ben Johnson went to Chicago, and he's ripping his shirt off, getting the whole city hot dogs. It's weird because people don't have the same confidence in Dan Campbell, and it's not the same team. The details are off, not doing the little things. He's calling plays. It doesn't seem like he can call plays and manage the game like he effectively used to be able to. So I think the players are pretty confident that they can get a win, change everything, get back in the playoff hunt tomorrow. But I think you ask any fan, and the fan base is freaking.
If you're looking at that Lions secondary here, Jeff, I mean, Kirby Joseph ruled out. Terrion Arnold placed on IR. They're obviously banged up. So what are some of the things that you're looking at in this secondary? And are they looking to change some stuff with Kelvin Shepard? I mean, is he going to do something drastic here to try and get after Dak?
No, he says he's going to. I don't know what that's going to entail. I think the couple things you'll look at. Number one, the Detroit Lions defensive line has been brutal over the last couple weeks. Aiden Hutchinson, they paid him all kinds of money, most annual money of any player ever for an edge. He's been non-existent. In fact, he just got his worst PFF score over the last week, and I think over the last 2 weeks, he's like a 30th-ranked defensive end. So the pressure is just not there. Now, if you look at the stats, like against Green Bay on Thanksgiving, they're like, hey, you got 17 pressures against the Packers. The problem is the pressures are taking 3 seconds. The Lions are providing the most time for any quarterback to throw the football in the last 5 years, guys. Mm. It's been that bad. They have Aiden and nobody opposite of Aiden. So I would assume double team Aiden, and I'm not quite sure who else is getting home. As far as the secondary is concerned, you see that Pickett's going to play. Obviously, CeeDee Lamb's going to play. And without Tyrion Arnold, you're looking at a very small Lions secondary. So, for instance, DJ Reed is, what, 5'8"? Amik Robertson is 5'8", 5'9". So you're looking at smaller corners against some pretty big, physical, great receivers. So I think if the Cowboys win this game, it's with their offense. And I think it's Dak thinking, I'm going to have all the time in the world to throw the ball, and we're simply just going to outscore you.
Jeff, where have all the explosive plays gone for the Lions on offense?
Chicago. I think that's the answer.
Yeah.
It's true.
Well, I mean, it kind of is true. So here's the deal. First of all, the injuries have hurt, right? Like, they lost Sam Laporta, who is Jared Goff's safety valve, and he's out for the season. And then the backup tight end, Brock Wright, he got – it's kind of the most gruesome injury. It's like a larynx injury. He hurt his throat. He could be out for the season. So they're working on their third or fourth string tight end. I think you also look at the fact that the offensive line, guys, has just been a flat-out issue. Taylor Decker has been dealing with a shoulder all season long. Graham Glasgow was the center that replaced Frank Ragnow, and he's been woeful. And then I think you'll look at a right guard or rookie, Tate Ratledge, who is getting abused at times, and Coyote Awosika, the left guard, who, by the way, is questionable, might not play tomorrow. He, too, back up getting abused. So I think it all starts with that offensive line. Go back the last couple years, right? And Ben Johnson had maybe the best offensive line in football.
Yeah.
Zeitler was there. Ragnow was there. They could do anything, as you guys saw last year when Detroit came to town and they put up over 40 on you. I think the line is gone, and thus the explosive plays are gone. Now, Jim.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen, Williams is coming on. You saw him in the Green Bay game. I got to believe it's going to be a big JMO day tomorrow. He's electric. He's explosive. And Jahmyr Gibbs is the other one. Find a way to stop him. Runs all over that offensive line. Then you're in good shape, I guess, if you're the Cowboys. But I truly believe it's the offensive line that just hasn't been nearly as good, and thus no explosives. And, yeah, again, Ben Johnson's in Chicago, too.
Jeff Rieger, Lions reporter for 97.1 The Ticket in Detroit with us here in the nation. How much of this season has gone sideways just because of the fourth down luck has completely swung the opposite way? That's been a staple for Campbell and these Lions, and now all of a sudden they can't seem to convert those, but they're still super aggressive.
It's what's talked about here in Detroit, like, ad nauseum, constantly. So Dan Campbell obviously got the entire league to follow him over the last couple of years. Super aggressive, went for it on fourth down always, had that offensive line. Usually they converted. Ben Johnson seemed to be a master in plays like that. Now, again, you're not the same team, but Dan Campbell, now calling plays, seemed to think that they are the same team. So I don't know if it's just the fact that He cannot help himself. Guys, a 4th-and-2 to Dan Campbell looks like a juicy steak that he just has to bite into. He says he's going to be better. He says he will dictate his aggressiveness as the game is going, but his actions show otherwise. I'll give you a prime example. They're playing the Packers on Thursday, Thanksgiving. You guys played on Thanksgiving, too. Of course, the annual games. And it's 17-14 Packers. It's the third quarter. You're looking at a 4th-and-3. It's a 3-point game. You have no Amon-Ra St. Brown. You got no Sam Laporta. You got all kinds of offensive line issues. You got Tristan Colon at center, not even Graham Glasgow. And for some reason or another, he still goes for it. And he runs Jahmyr Gibbs, and it gets stuffed. And next thing you know, the Packers are going the other way. He did the exact same thing down 2 scores the very next quarter, which ended up screwing the Lions. So he tells the media, I'm going to be different. I'm going to have to ratchet it back. I don't think he can help himself. And that was the difference why they lost the last game. The Packers were 3-for-3 on 4th down, and the Lions were 0-for-2. Matt LaFleur became Dan Campbell of last year and came into Detroit, and it must have been a tad demoralizing to see the Packers win like that.
You know, you talk about how much easier it is to slow down the Lions if you can pressure Jared Goff. And looking at the matchup specifically of the Cowboys' defensive tackles against the interior of that line, like, I struggle to see how Detroit's going to have a lot of offensive success. You know, maybe 20 points, maybe 23 points, but I can't see them getting in rhythm. And I can't see the Lions on the other side disrupting Dak enough to slow down their offense. So, you know, when I saw the Cowboys are +3 in this game, I'm hammering that thing. You know, do you have a strong feeling one way or another on how this thing's going to go?
So I'm totally with you because of everything you just said, and it's weird because I thought the same exact thing last week against the Packers, and yet the Lions were favored in that game as well. So is it home field equals 3 points? I don't know why the Lions are favored in this game, but I do think you hit the nail on the head. It's going to be one thing if the Lions can slow down Dak Prescott and those Cowboy receivers who have been otherworldly as of late. It's a totally different thing if Jared Goff gets off his mark. The Lions are in trouble. And that's how teams have beat Goff and the Lions over the course of the last 7 games. I think Brian Flores, the DC for the Minnesota Vikings, set the game plan like 5-7 weeks ago, whenever it was. It was a home game. The Lions lost to J.J. McCarthy. Or was he 9? Or maybe he was J.J. I'm not quite sure what he was going by back then. But they lost to J.J. McCarthy and the Vikings because that interior pressure by the Vikings up the gut made Jared so uncomfortable. He had a lousy day. And then it's almost like the blueprint is out. And then the Eagles did the exact same thing. And they made life hell on Jared Goff. And that was an outdoor game. And the Lions scored all of 9 points. Mm. And Goff was super inaccurate. So I think you hit the nail on the head. The X factor in this game tomorrow is you find a way to protect Jared Goff. He will be able to put up points and maybe hang with Dak and the Cowboys offense. But that's a big if, considering you guys have been rushing the quarterback over this last 3-game stretch, and the Lions can't protect Goff.
So our mutual friend Jake Rietma set this up, and shout out to Jake here, Jeff. But he did say you guys go back to the Fat Patricia days, who's no longer fat. But what went down in those days that you're no longer working that post-game coverage?
It's a great question. So we did this thing called Patricia Bingo or Lions Bingo or Matt Patricia Bingo. I think it was Jake's idea, if I remember correctly. And the Lions were dreadful, man. I mean, Patricia and Quinn was the GM. They were on the verge of getting whacked. And we did this thing where if you could guess what Matt Patricia said in his post-game show, you would get points. So I think it was Jake's idea, and I don't think the Lions liked it very much, and I thought they thought we were a tad negative towards Matt Patricia and company. So it's not that we don't longer do the post-game show. It's just that other people, I guess, do the post-game show. But it was fun. I mean, you guys know how it is. When stuff is really bad, you might have a tendency to get a tad negative, and, you know, the people that work for the teams might not love it. But I think at the end of the day, we were doing our job because Patricia was an absolute disaster. And now look, he's found his way. He's the DC for the Ohio State Buckeyes, and he's still rocking the Ticonderoga #2 pencil. But I take no fault. If we got in trouble, it's Jake's fault, guys. Jake was the mastermind behind all of it.
Yep, not surprised at all.
He'll get you in trouble there. Thank you so much, brother.
Not a problem, guys. Enjoy the game tomorrow.
You too, buddy. There he goes. Jeff Rieger, 97.1 The Ticket in Detroit. Great report. Salute to you. We'll have to have him on whenever the Cowboys face the Lions in the future. Okay, we got 1 hour down and four to go here on your home of the Cowboys, home of the Rangers. How much the Cowboys' playoff odds will swing with a win or loss tomorrow? We'll do that next year on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.